Chapter 1. Tonight's escape fantasy stars Six. A horde of Mogadorians stands between her and my cell, which isn't technically realistic. The Mogs don't usually devote any manpower whatsoever to keeping watch on me, but this is a dream, so whatever. The Mog warriors unsheathe their daggers and charge forward, howling. In response, Six tosses her hair and turns invisible. I watch from between the bars of my cell as she slices through the Mogs, blinking in and out of visibility, turning their own weapons against them. She twists her way through an ever-increasing cloud of ash, the Mogs soon completely decimated. "That was pretty awesome," I tell her when she reaches the door of my cell. She smiles nonchalantly. "Ready to go?" she asks. And that's when I wake up, or when I snap out of the daydream. Sometimes it's tough to tell whether I'm asleep or awake. Every moment tends to take on a drowsy sameness when you've been kept in isolation for weeks. At least I think it's been weeks. Hard to keep track of time since there are no windows in my cell. The only thing I'm really certain of is that my imaginings of escape aren't real. Sometimes it's like tonight, and Six has come to rescue me. Other times it's John, and other times I've developed legacies of my own, and I fly out of my cell, pummeling Mogadorians as I go. It's all fantasy, just a way for my anxious mind to pass the time. The sweat-soaked mattress with broken springs that dig into my back, that's real. The cramps in my legs and my backache, those are real too. I reach for the bucket of water on the floor next to me. A guard brings the bucket, once a day, along with a cheese sandwich. It's not exactly room service, even though, as far as I can tell, I'm the only prisoner being held in this cell block. It's just rows and rows of empty cells, connected by steel gangways, and me, alone. The guard always sets the bucket down right next to my cell's stainless steel toilet. And I always drag the bucket over next to my bed, the closest thing I get to exercise. I eat the sandwich right away, of course. I don't remember what it feels like not to be starving. Processed cheese on stale bread, a toilet without a seat, and total isolation. That's been my life. When I first got here, I tried to keep track of how often the guard came so that I could keep count of the days, but sometimes I think they forget about me or ignore me on purpose. My greatest fear is that they'll just leave me in here to waste away, that I'll just pass out from dehydration, not even realizing that I'm living my last moment. I'd much rather die free, fighting the Mogadorians. Or better yet, not die at all. I take a deep swig of the warm, rust-flavored water. It's disgusting, but I'm able to work some moisture back into my mouth. I stretch my arms above my head, my joints popping in protest. A jolt of pain comes from my wrists, my stretch pulling at the still fresh scar tissue there. And that's when my mind starts wandering again, this time not into fantasy, but memory. I think about West Virginia every day. I relive it. I remember darting through those tunnels, clutching that red stone Nine had loaned me, shining its alien light on dozens of cell doors. In each one, I hoped to find my father, and each time I was disappointed. Then the Mogs came, cutting me off from John and Nine. I remember the fear that came from being separated from the others. Maybe they could fight off that many Mogs and Piken with their legacies. Unfortunately, all I had was a stolen Mog blaster. I did the best I could, shooting any Mog that got too close, all the while trying to find a way back to John and Nine. I could hear John shouting my name above all the fighting. He was close, if only we weren't separated by a horde of alien beasts. A monster's tail lashed across my legs. My feet went out from under me. I lost my grip on Nine Stone and went tumbling to the ground. I hit face first, opening up a gash above my eyebrow. Blood immediately started trickling into my eyes. Half blinded, I crawled for cover. Of course, considering the lucky streak I'd been on since arriving in West Virginia, it wasn't that surprising that I ended up right at the feet of a Mogadorian warrior. He aimed his blaster at me, could have killed me right then, but reconsidered before pulling the trigger. Instead of gunning me down, he clipped me on the temple with the butt of the gun. Everything went black.